casts on the wall. And even if someone dared to step outside, the blaze of truth would blind them. Rational thought, our great torch of clarity, marches out bravely, only to stumble into traps laid by intuition and prejudice. No matter how sharp the intellect, it is never immune to these invisible currents. A single false intuition, that sudden whisper of insight rising from nowhere, can reroute the whole train of thought, dragging it away from the track it set out to follow. Intuition, seductive as a siren, pretends to be a bridge between the incomprehensible and the self-evident. Yet its influence often clouds the cool procession of reason, wrapping the thinker in a fog of conviction. Prejudices are worse still. These hand-me-down convictions stitched into us since birth bind the mind like shackles. They pass silently from generation to generation, sneaking in before reason is even awake, and they shrink thought down to the size of the familiar. The mind, longing for freedom, thrashes against these change, staging rebellion after rebellion, only to collapse and defeat again and again. Reason tries to push intuition and prejudice aside, but their power is too deeply woven into the machinery of thought. And what of creativity, that celebrated miracle of human endeavor? It too lives under chains. Inspiration, however dazzling, is hemmed in by the cultural, social, and technological conditions of its age. No artist or thinker, no matter how feverishly they claw at the heavens, can ever truly escape their time. Every idea, every concept, every work of art is soaked through with the customs, values, and limitations of the surrounding world. A person absorbs the spirit of their society from birth, as the ground absorbs rainfall, and everything they later produce carries that imprint. The solitary genius is a myth. Every scientific breakthrough, every poem or painting, every invention is less the thunderbolt of an isolated mind than the murmur of a collective consciousness, a choir built from centuries of voices. Even when we celebrate a new idea, we are only applauding a reshuffling of what already exists. Technological progress, meanwhile, acts as both key and cage. It opens new horizons, allowing dreams of flight, for instance, but also limits what can be done, binding the creator to the tools of their time. A swimmer can't imagine the sea stretching endlessly, but the current of their era pushes them whether they like it or not. Knowledge, for all its striving, remains forever incomplete. It resembles Ariadne's thread, guiding us through a labyrinth whose exit we never quite reach. Each discovery is not the end, but a step into a new corridor, where fresh doubts wait. Even our most precise laws and theories, the prized formulas of physics, the neat equations of mathematics, are not final revelations but temporary scaffolding. They hold for now, until some sharper insight knocks them down and builds another. What we know today is only a model, useful until it isn't. The same holds for creativity. Human imagination never springs from nothing. We are memory-haunted creatures, bound by what we've seen, read, or remembered. A bird may dream of flying higher, but it cannot ascend beyond the sky it knows. What we call new is merely a strange recombination of the familiar, a patchwork stitched together from fragments of experience. Even the boldest visions, those that seem to leap beyond all possibility, are still tied invisibly to something already known. Only the skill of the mind, its ability to weave old threads into startling new patterns, can make the familiar seem strange, and the strange seem inevitable. Chapter 2. The Painted Veil of Truth and the Price of Knowledge. Truth, or rather the fragile marriage we call truth, never appears to us naked. By the time it reaches our eyes, it has been smothered beneath layers of memory, prejudice, fear, and longing. No matter how earnestly we